Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, and today's talk, I'm going to explain to you my top tips for conversion optimization and raising your average order value for high-ticket dropshipping. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast or watching the YouTube channel, definitely hit the subscribe button and tap that bell notification for the notifications on when I make new content. And if you want my free niches list, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And if you want my free course, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com/free course. So if you are looking to optimize your store for conversions, there's a lot of things that you should consider doing. I'm gonna go over the top ones right now that will bring you the most bang for your buck as far as time spent on optimizing. So number one, definitely make good product descriptions. That's usually the first place that I start. If your product description is pretty weak, then most likely you're probably gonna struggle getting sales. So you wanna, with the product description, you wanna have a good hook in the beginning. You wanna have a really good question answer style introduction. And then you want to have a series of sections that talk about the features and the benefits of those features, provide pictures of each one, each of the features of the product, and then have some sort of sales video, as well as an offer stack at the bottom and a call to action to purchase from you, as well as the different policies from that supplier and the policies of the products and all that stuff like that. And then also link to, you know, your buying guide and to other blog posts on your website that are relevant, and even other products that are even, you know, upsells or upgrades. And that's a great way to make a product description. Once you've done that really well, you should look into your competitors' listings and see what kind of add-ons and upsells that they provide on their listings. And if they provide certain add-ons, then you should probably look into providing those same ones as well. For upsells, it's really important to understand what products are a little bit nicer, and so providing the information on that a little bit nicer product that costs a little bit more but has more benefits, more features, then that customer might actually be interested in that one instead. So that's a good idea too. You should definitely have the add-ons in the product page as an order bump checkbox, and then they'll show up in your cart page, but also have, you know, the option to add those to cart in your cart page as well. And so by the time they get to the cart and check out, they pretty much know what they want, they're gonna purchase. The next thing you wanna do is build out a really good email marketing sequence that fires right away when somebody add something to their cart and doesn't purchase. So the key here is that if someone's on their mobile phone and they're shopping, then most likely that, you know, they're out and about, so they get distracted by life, and that's normal. So what you want to do is have a retargeting email campaign and a retargeting Facebook ad campaign, and also retargeting ads on Google and Bing and search engines, so that no matter what happens later on that day, they'll get notifications to finish their purchase with you, and they'll most likely do that. So that's a great way to do that. The next thing you really want to focus on is building out your content marketing around your products. So having blog posts that are related to your products to get free traffic from Google. So if that person wasn't quite ready to buy yet, or they don't trust your store yet, it's probably because you don't have enough content on your website. So put more content on your website, more explanatory content, more informational content, because that's the kind of stuff that's really gonna build trust with your customers and get them to purchase from you right away. So with that said, there's a few more things that you can do to raise the average order value of your website. Number one, make sure that you have some sort of a done-for-you service. Usually this is like a white glove delivery. Sometimes suppliers offer this, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's a third party. Sometimes it's not available at all, but sometimes you can find it. And so first thing you should do is check your competitors' sites and see what they offer and try to offer the same thing. And also ask your suppliers and see what they offer and, you know, go with that service, of course. The next thing you can do is have some sort of an extended warranty, because it's a physical product that might, you know, fail in the next couple of years, and that might have a 1-year warranty or something like that. So you want to have an extended warranty option that's an upsell. So make sure that you're offering that, because a lot of people will want their product to be protected for a longer period of time. So you'll find this a lot at Best Buy and, you know, on Amazon.com, these websites and physical stores, they'll offer extended warranties on their products. Sears is well known for calling customers when their warranty is about to expire and selling them on extended warranties because they're so profitable. Oftentimes people don't even end up using them, right? So it's just like basically a ton of free money for them. So they'll hire salespeople in call centers to just call and sell extended warranties. It's pretty impressive. So you can make a lot of money with that. There's a lot of other things you can do to optimize the offer and the value stack for your product. So the offer and value stack is really key because people want to know exactly what they're getting from you. And so what you got to do is kind of dissect the product and the offer and try to come up with a bullet point list of every single little thing they get from that product and the service that you provide. And then assign a dollar value to that. And every little thing, I mean every little thing. Like if you are going to send them a delivery notice, you know, then put in there like free delivery notice value, $100 or something like that. Because these little things, people might not even know it's gonna happen. And then you let them know ahead of time and there's a value to it and it's free, they'll be blown away. They're like, wow, that's actually really cool. It's a little bit of a marketing hack, marketing trick that I came up with that I took from other people that came before me. And I think it's really key and you can use it in high ticket dropshipping to really optimize the effect that your offer will have on people as opposed to your competitor's site. Just because you're making your offer sound cooler than your competitors, even though your competitors might do the same thing, you're just making it kind of more obvious what you're doing. So there's that. You can take anything apart from that. Like if you're offering free shipping, make sure you say free delivery, free shipping, curbside delivery, freight with, you know, with assistance or something like that. A certain amount of value to that, and free customer service for life, free lifetime customer service, free lifetime technical support. These things should all have a dollar value assigned to them, right? And when you offer that and you add the value, all these free offers onto the product, you can say the product is $9.97 product, and all the additional bonuses add up to $10,000. And so your total offer is like somewhere around $11,000. And you only have to pay $1,000 for this product. And then it sounds like a really good deal to your customer and a better deal than your competitors, even though you're actually offering the same thing your competitors are offering. So you're just using what you already have and making it more obvious and also making it more valuable to your potential customers. You can add these in as order bumps, checkboxes as well, so that it even shows up in the cart page. And the checkout page when the person goes to buy, that kind of stuff would optimize it a lot for conversions. The next thing you can do is after the sale on the thank you page and in your thank you emails is to offer more accessories, more upsells, even to buy two or three of the same product at a discount maybe, or even just to buy them. You can offer them more things later on, like affiliate offers and things like that. There's all sorts of cool things. So look into that kind of stuff. If you're growing your store, don't try to do too much at once, because what can happen if you're growing your store and you do too much at once, one thing out of all that stuff you're doing might actually decrease your conversion rate for one reason or another. So it's usually a good thing just to grow slowly, test one thing at a time for 2 to 3 days and see if it affects your conversion rate in a good or bad way. Okay, so just make a whole list of all these things that I talked about and more of your ideas that you want to do, and then implement them one day at a time or 1 week at a time, and just sort of see like what helps your store grow and what doesn't. And just do more of what helps your store grow and less of what doesn't. Every niche is different, every market is different, every person is different. So make sure that you don't throw everything against the wall and see what sticks at first, because then you won't really know what's sticking. Throw one thing against the wall at first and see if it sticks at a time. That's my best advice there. The last thing I want to say is when you're optimizing for conversions, trying to raise your average order value, don't try to combine multiple business models in one website. So in other words, like on the front end of a high ticket dropshipping store, don't try to put like cheap AliExpress products or print on demand products or affiliate offers. Keep the front end of the website only high ticket dropshipping with order bumps possibly, or free gift offers or bonuses on those products for print on demand things or for affiliate offers. But the front end should not have like a product page for a t-shirt next to a product page for like a electric bike, for instance, you know. Really, you should just have the electric bike product page with order bumps and, you know, add-ons and stuff like that. For a t-shirt maybe, or it just says a bonus offer, and then, you know, even after the sale later on, you can upsell them certain stuff like that. But if you're going to have product pages for these certain things, I would suggest just making a brand new Shopify store, and they're so cheap to start anyways. So if you have, like, for instance, you're doing electric bikes, let's just say you have a Shopify store selling electric bikes and you want to get into print on demand for the same thing, just start a separate store for that, brand it separately as if you would have it as like a t-shirt brand, and then put all your t-shirt listings up there and run it as a separate POD store. The reason I say that is because usually you will optimize for conversions when your store is focused around one business model, one niche market, and is branded appropriately for all those things. So just make sure you understand that. When you're mixing things up, people get confused, they get distracted. You don't want to distract, confuse people. You want to keep them on the path to purchasing from you and closing that sale with them. So you have to keep them focused, laser focused on the task at hand, which is making that purchase. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, definitely subscribe, get my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches, and get my free mini course at ecommerceparadise.com/free course. If you're interested in getting the step-by-step blueprint that I built to building out one of these stores, these high-ticket dropshipping businesses, go check out my masterclass at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass, where I show you over my shoulder how to actually build out one of these stores while I do it. So you get to actually get step-by-step guidance on doing it right then and there. You don't have to like watch a bunch of videos and then figure out yourself and then go to a community and ask a bunch of people. I literally just show you how to do this stuff step-by-step in the same way I've done it, and the same way I've done it to sell multiple stores. I've sold 4 stores for over $50,000 each. So, and we're currently building and running new stores right now, and it's going great. So, if you want to be making $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a day in sales, live a relaxed lifestyle, travel the world, or just work from home, this can be the business model for you. You just have to get a step-by-step program on how to do it, get the right mentorship and coaching, and e-commerce paradise high ticket dropshipping masterclass is the best way to do it, and I can be your mentor if you want. So hit me up, let me know if you have any questions in the comments below, and we'll talk to you next time. Take care.